community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Backstage, behind the main stage at IndieTrex, I'm delighted to be joined by Letitia Sadier. Hello, Letitia.
Hey, Paul.
Hi. Very nice set. Enjoyed listening to that?
I had some pleasure, so that's all right then.
And good, despite the rain, good crowd as well. There's a lot of people there, seem to be enjoying it.
I thought people were really heroic to stay because the rain was really pretty bad in certain points. Mm-hmm. I thought this got to be the most rain they've had all weekend. Yeah, while we're playing.
I think it was, yeah.
Oh no.
But there, as you said, a lot of people were very heroic, standing there in their anoraks and their umbrellas.
Yes.
And didn't move. Yeah.
Mind over matter.
Yeah, exactly. You've been solo for a few years now. Your most recent album, Something Shines, came out, I think, end of last year. Is that right?
Yeah, indeed, yeah. In September last year.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, time flies, doesn't it? Yeah, three solo albums now, I think it is, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. There's three albums with Monad, which was basically my solo stuff too. My little playground, experimental playground, and three albums under my name.
Your name, yes. Yeah. You've always been very prolific. I always remember in the Stereo Lab days that it seemed to be new album more than once a year. And do you still find the writing and recording process, is it still easy? Are you still able to carry on writing at the same speed?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it's easy. It's a lot of work.
It's easier for some people than it is for others. It does take up a lot of your time then, writing each album.
Actually, writing doesn't take a lot of time in itself. I collect ideas like throughout the year, and then usually in the summer, which I'm about to do, is I go away and abroad, and that's when I have nothing to do, and therefore I can allow myself to write my songs.
Right.
So I do it on holiday. I like that because I don't like holiday where there's absolutely nothing to do. Somehow it gives me anxiety. So it's like nothing to do. Plus I get to write my songs.
That's a nice way of looking at it. So you kind of, you find it relaxing in a way.
Yeah, yes. And yeah, it's like escaping to somewhere else, you know, somewhere secret.
And then the recording comes, and obviously that's a different thing. Do you spend a lot of the year recording?
Yeah, recording can take quite a bit of time, and that's where the songs can be really, like, it's another stage of knocking the songs together and making them, shaping them further, of course.
Yeah. Do you feel that each album is now moving your music onto somewhere new, or do you still feel that you've still got the same influences that you had when you first started recording with Stereolab and earlier?
Yeah, I feel like I really have this kind of illusion each time that I'm going to do something completely different. And then I listen back, it's like, it's still me. It's still the same old thing, you know. And but I decided not to give myself a hard time about that because the other day I sent films through Love Film, and it didn't say what the film was on the DVD or anything.
Yeah.
And I stuck it on, and within a minute, I knew I was watching a Jean-Luc Godard movie. And I thought, and I liked that. And I liked the fact that within a minute, I knew who it was. And there was absolutely no question about who it was. And I thought, well, Godard's always making the same movie, so why can't I always make the same record?
So it's a bit of familiarity for you and the people who like your music as well. There's nothing wrong with that.
In fact, indeed, no, there isn't. But of course, there is a quest to move forward, you know, and not completely repeat yourself word for word, you know.
Do you feel like you've got a much better opportunity to move forward, obviously, as your solo artist now, that you're not constrained by other people's ideas, pulling your ideas about?
Well, of course, I mean, I'm really in the driver's seat here, so I make most decisions, but I'm really happy, and I've understood also that it's very precious to have to invite people to play, to embark people on your adventure. So, and I seem to come across the right people to do that now. So, you know, it's not all about me, and I wouldn't want it to be all about me. You know, it's a collective adventure, you know, which I am driving.
Yeah.
You know, which I am the sort of captain of.
You know. But it's better for you now because you are the boss.
Well, yeah, I love it. I mean, I can do it. It's fine, you know. I mean, I'm not going to It's hard to compare also, because it's also a journey, you know, whereby with Sterilab I learned a hell of a lot. It's true, I wasn't strictly in the driver's seat, but I had a lot of influence onto this band. I don't think it would have been the same without me. But yes, musically it was driven by Tim, you know, and I learned a lot from Tim, which now I'm trying to unlearn, because there's a lot of things, bad habits that we had that I just really want to get rid of and find my own voice, my own path, you know.
What kind of bad habits? Because as someone who's familiar with Stereolab, it all seemed to be pretty good.
Well, like no rehearsals. No, like it took me ages to understand that I had to work my instrument, my guitar, a bit every day to get better. And for years I was absolutely playing the guitar because I didn't practice. Because we just never rehearsed. We never practiced. Mm. You know, Tim never took a guitar and, like, just played it for the sake of playing the guitar.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if he took a guitar, it was to write a song. And then if he took a guitar, it was to record it on the studio. If he took a guitar, it was to play it live. Mm. Never. It was just to sit down and enjoy, play the guitar. Yeah. Never. You see that?
Yeah.
I never saw that. And
so you're working on the musicianship a little bit more now as well.
Yeah, well, the work ethic of musicianship, as you say, this is really important. And, you know, to I think, enable more. And so now that I can play a bit better, I have so much more pleasure playing. And I have two really good players with me, Chabi and Emma. I don't know if you noticed, but they're really good musicians.
I gathered that from watching them. You seem to have very good rapport with each other as well.
Yes, yeah, it's wonderful, yeah. So it's true, there's also a bit of healing going on, because in Sterilab, we loved each other, but we just could not express it. And it was very frustrating and a lot of insecurities, probably like in most bands.
Yeah.
And with this band, I can just repair. Well, already with Monad, I had a fantastic band. And, you know, and we did love each other, and we could say it, and we would talk a lot about stuff. And that was extremely healing for me. Right. And in this band, you know, also there's no shame in saying, you know, in like debriefing after a show, for instance, which in Stereo we never did.
Oh.
You know, like you're not allowed to talk about what happened on stage tonight, you know, and why something worked or why something didn't work. You know what I mean?
That sounds like it was frustrating for you a little bit.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, that's another bad habit. You know, you have to communicate. It's so important.
You're known for your collaborations as well. You haven't had hundreds and hundreds of collaborations, but you've had some fairly notable ones. Obviously, the one with Blur, long time ago, sticks in a lot of people's minds. And you've also a bit unusual to see you collaborating with Tyler the Creator as well a couple of years ago on his album. How did that come about?
Well, I think there's a lot of hip-hoppers who listen to Sterilab and who are total fans. And I think there's like a family of hip-hop people who seem to really love music. Mm. Like, music is extremely valued and cherished, and somehow they found in Sterilab some golden nugget, you know? And so somehow, we have this kind of status among certain, you know. I mean, I'm working with a guy now called Adrian Young, who's also in the world, and, you know, he's a total music lover, like J Dilla, you know? And people like Questlove, you know, total, this is like the music above everything.
Yeah.
Music, chords, beats, you know, I like ideas in music. So yeah, this is our bag, you know, this is our family. We're the same, we come from the same planet, you know, or we have visited the same musical planets. And when I heard his music, I was like, yeah, okay, he's a cousin or brother or whatever.
Yeah.
So I resonated. After his lyrics, I don't resonate at all. But I understand that a lot of, well, the way I see it is that this is how they make their bread and butter, is, you know, on sexist and homophobic lyrics, because you sell more records, you know, saying stupid things like that than if you have, like, you know, hey, people, unite and let's change the system together, you know?
Yeah.
Let's organize. Like, you're going to sell 3 records if you say that. But if you say horrible things, then somehow there's, you know, commercial interest behind that. So
it's, when you break it down like that, it's quite sad, really, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's tragic. You know, until we're really in the mud, and then maybe people will start going, well, actually, maybe, okay, we have other priorities than hating gay people, you know, whatever. I just don't adhere to that. But musically, which I think the music, you know, goes a longer way. You know, like the music was quite evolved.
Yeah, the creative side of what he does, as you know, musically, obviously interested you, and as much as you interested him, really.
Yeah, and also he said you can do what you want.
Yeah.
So you know, I also slipped a little message in there.
Right.
You know, well, you know, like grow up.
Yeah.
You know.
So you got a chance to put what you think about some of the things he does in there as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Did he pick up on that?
I don't know. We never spoke about it. But, you know, he's intelligent enough to just allow the freedom. So, to me, that's more important than someone who, you know, who would want to censor anything. Because I think censoring is even worse than saying bad things, sexist things in a song.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Okay, so you've obviously played indie tracks today. Are you playing any more gigs over the summer? Are you doing any more festivals?
We're going to play one more festival in London. It's a street festival.
Okay.
In East London, called the Chatsworth Road Festival. On the 5th of September.
Okay. And then after that, are you back in the studio? Are you back on holiday writing again?
No, after that we're gonna go to America.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
and tour?
Yeah, we're gonna go on a tour of America for 4 weeks.
Right. That's quite a big commitment.
Man, if you knew what a commitment it is, like you have to be, I don't know, like getting a visa is just a nightmare. They don't want you to play, they don't want other influencers, so protective of, you know, their own culture. They don't want to breed, you know, to hybrid. This is of concern.
It's very insular, isn't it? It's very un-European in a way.
Yeah, but you see, when in the Stereolab days, man, they just so embraced us. In fact, we were like stars over there, so to speak, on an indie level. You know, when, like, in Europe, people didn't really want to know, so they weren't so interested in us.
Yeah.
You know, they totally embraced us. They totally, like, you know, rolled the red carpet for us. And I think, really, things are changing, you know?
You've still got a fan base out there who are obviously looking forward to seeing you come over.
Yeah, I do hope so. In fact, this is what I'm trying to find out. You know, like, who's here? Who remembers? And also, who wants to discover my stuff? Because I'm not doing Stereolab songs. I'm doing my own songs, and yeah, there's definitely a resonance. You know, I'm not playing like thrash metal or
no. So you'll find out after maybe the first week whether you're going to cut it short or whether you're going to be there for 3 months.
No, we're playing 18 shows, and that's all the visa will allow me.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So that's it. But I'm quite excited to see how we can subvert the course of American culture history.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm only joking.
Well, every little helps, doesn't it?
Yes, let's put it that way.
Letitia, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us today. Really enjoyed the set. Good luck with the American tour. Thank you.
Thank you.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.